Well, hello, everyone. Just a quick one. The Epstein files released over the weekend, and they contain hundreds, thousands, millions even, of emails from Jeffrey Epstein to various other people. And frankly, the details in them are shocking, disturbing, and, you know, they make for a very interesting read, I'll just put it that way. And really, the upshot of it is that it should be one of the biggest stories ever, you know, in the history of journalism. That's what it should be, given the people who are implicated in there, given the details in there, given the extent of the scandal and the how many famous people, how many powerful people, how many politicians, how many billionaires are involved and enmeshed in this horrible trafficking network, essentially, and how many people went there and how many people kind of willingly sought Epstein out despite the fact they knew about all of this. It should be the biggest scandal of all time. It is, you know, the details in there are explosive. You'd think that every journalist in this country and in America would have a field day. And yet, collectively, they have, to use a bit of media jargon, managed to bury the lead. In this video, I'm going to talk about exactly how they, five different ways they have found a way to miss one of the biggest stories of all time. Before we get there, I'll just remind you, I pick up courses at the Academic Agency. I've also, on that front, if you wait until the end, I've got another special course to talk about. But let us have a look then, because, you know, it's not surprising for anyone, you know, who's used to watching this channel. You know, you can't trust the media, that they're all part of the same club. You're not in it, by the way. And yet the media is corporate. The media is controlled. The media will never speak truth to power. And so the first thing that they have done in order to bury the lead is talked excessively, really, and exclusively about Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew has almost become like a kind of human shield. And as long as Prince Andrew is there, nobody else who is discussed in there, and we're talking about former presidents, we're talking about current presidents, we're talking about rich and powerful people, we're talking about internationally famous billionaires, we're talking about extraordinarily disturbing details, abuses. There's a racial angle that is very strong in the Epstein emails. He clearly thought in a very racial way, completely. None of that makes it to the news. The sole focus, especially in this country, is Prince Andrew, and with a side dish of Lord Mandelson. But that's basically all you're getting. You don't get anything else discussed. No other people discussed. None of the other details discussed. It's just all about Prince Andrew over and over and over again. Now, as far as I'm concerned, Prince Andrew's a scumbag, okay? But he still shouldn't be the sole focus of the story. We know about Prince Andrew. That's been out there for years. What about all the other people who are involved in this? What about all the huge hundreds of extraordinary details that I've been seeing up and down my timeline coming out of these emails? These are real emails from Epstein to various different people. Ignored. Speaking of which, that's number two. Simply ignoring details, ignoring the key explosive details of all of these emails. Now, if anybody in the public can go through these files and make tweets about them and maybe even make videos about them, why can't journalists, you know, cover some of these details? They're extraordinary, some of those details. And okay, you could say, well, maybe just the fact that they're in there doesn't mean they're true. But the fact is, they are in there, and they were emails, so they could cover them if they wanted to, with a proviso that they could even just write the caveat. They do it all the time. I've watched journalists cover stuff that's just flatly untrue in the past, without care in the world. And yet, when it comes to this, they ignore all of the details in there. As I just mentioned, one of the huge details that comes out of these files that, you know, wasn't apparent before is just how racial Jeffrey Epstein's thinking was and how this informed the way he treated and viewed his victims, who were basically like less than human, basically prey to him. Many, many details along these lines, just the way he talked about them. You know, there's one email where he's disparaging about Madonna and calls her cattle. Now, everybody knows I don't like Madonna, but the fact is that the reason that he was saying that came from a racial reason. All of this is buried. None of this has made it to the news. It's made it to my timeline, right? But that's because I follow the right people. Most people don't follow the right, and I'll get on to social media because that's point five here, okay? Most people aren't going to see these details because the media simply are not covering it. You know, and Joe Public is just not going to go and bother to read. So maybe this is the whole strategy with releasing them all at once, that the media, they can just count on the media, right? These rich and powerful people can count on the media simply not to cover what is in there. Point three, making it a partisan issue. Another big problem, because the people implicated in the Epstein files include both Democrats and Republicans, both people connected to Trump and Trump himself, but also, you know, the Clintons and various other people, right, on the Republican side and part of the Republican, the Democrat side, part of the Democrat and the libtard kind of ecosystem. And even leftists like Noam Chomsky's in there, for example, right? And all of this stuff is out there. Okay, the fact is that creates a problem because it breaks kayfabe. A lot of this stuff breaks the basic political kayfabe that all the media sell to you every day and love and thrive on. So that they just decide, well, we're not going to ignore all the details. If we do talk about it, they're going to talk about it exclusively through the lens of partisan politics, i.e., does this help us in the midterms? What is the effect of this on Trump's popularity? Blah, 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 blah. Whereas, if they were doing any proper journalism, if anybody actually cared about the truth, the actual details in there, the stuff that is actually discussed, should be the story. But it's not. They reduce it down to babyface versus heel, red versus blue, again and again and again, back to that frame, right versus left, blah, 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 blah. They're happy there, right? They're not happy here. So for some reason, they're happy in the Prince and they're happy like dunking on Prince Andrew as well. Why that is, I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have the same protections as some of these other people. Fourth, and this is really something, is the topic selection. As I was driving here this morning, okay, and I'm recording this 2nd of February. It's going to go out today as well. This morning, Nick, tell it to you straight, 100% pair Ferrari. His topic selection was, one, there's been a robbery in Richmond. And I, in fact, I was driving yesterday and I had LBC on, and that was the main story yesterday as well. There's been a jeweler's in Richmond, which is quite a posh area, has been burgled in broad daylight. Some thugs with a sledgehammer, right, smashed down this. I think I know which jewelers it is. I'm not far from Richmond. I go there fairly often, right? Well, okay, shocking, right? Even posh Richmond has burglaries, right? Shocking story. It's not this story, though. It's not a story that potentially brings down the entire system involving an elite paedophile ring at the highest levels of power all in America and in this country. That's an explosive story. A robbery in Richmond is a local crime story. And yet LBC this weekend and into this morning chose to lead with that. Their lead story, I'm not kidding, you can look this up, is a robbery in Richmond. Story number two was teenagers are suffering from video game addiction. Okay, basically a non-story. And story number three was Britain's welfare spending is higher than any other country in the G7. So we've got three basic non, like basically three stories that you save for a rainy day, as if there's no news. You know, when there's no news, you run our video game addiction or some bullshit like this. Okay, instead, you don't. They don't even discuss it. One of those women on LBC, Fogarty, or one of them, were basically like, "Oh, I don't want to discuss Epstein. Right, I don't think it's going to affect Trump. Oh, that's nothing." So they just didn't. They just didn't cover it. They simply didn't cover it, and instead spent the entire hour talking about a robbery in Richmond. Nick, tell it to your straight Ferrari, didn't even mention it in the hour that I was driving here this morning. Not even mentioned. You know, and something about Prince Andrew in the news on the hour. That's it. Okay? So from the point of view of Joe Public, who listens to LBC, you wouldn't even know about any of the stuff that I just mentioned. Okay? Fifth thing. And this is less mainstream media, legacy media, and more basically your favorite influencers, your based online influencer. They've done what I call a line in based washing, where they have basically focused not on the explosive details in there, not on who's been implicated, not on the dark, depraved shite they got up to, okay? Not on any of that. They focused on things like the fact that Jeffrey Epstein played video games, right? He was a gamer, right? Some of the spicy exchanges he had, okay? So the framing is, actually, Jeffrey Epstein was a gamer just like you. He was a shitposter just like you. Jeffrey Epstein was not just like you, okay? He was an international criminal and a paedophile involved in a massive blackmail operation that stretched. You know, he wasn't like a great guy, wasn't something to emulate, nothing to aspire to, properly evil. And if you read some of the stuff that he says in these emails, the level of the evil is premeditated. It comes from viewing the victims as less than human or as cattle or as various other things. And he is explicit about this, and it is racial. And it is also based on this view of IQ that he had, right? So it's based on an explicit racial supremacy from an IQ angle, okay? And therefore, these people are okay to be trafficked and raped and abused by the rich and powerful. Okay. A morally bankrupt worldview, you know, it's not based. It's not like cool. It's not any of that stuff. And yet many people, okay, have been choosing to focus on these sorts of things or playing it down in various different ways. I wrote an article recently about escaping the slop right matrix. Well, within the slop right matrix, there is now a pretty concerted effort on the part of various MAGA influencers and so-called dissident rights and so on to try to based wash this, okay? To try to make out that, this is a nothing burger. Oh, it's nothing, he's just a bit of a spicy gamer at the end of the day. No, he wasn't. He wasn't. Some of the stuff in that, I mean, it's beyond, you know, some of it actually is, it goes beyond like trafficking girls and rape and things like that. It's dark, really, really quite dark stuff, sinister stuff, sadistic stuff, stuff out of a horror movie, basically, is what we're talking about. You can look through that stuff in your own. See, the thing is, it's not that hard to find. If you know where to look on Twitter, for example, it's all out there, but it's not making it to the curated feed. And the online right, because it is as fake as the mainstream media, they are curating what their audience get to see. It's pretty good. I mean, I might write a follow-up to that article on escaping the slop right matrix called Activating Agent Smith. Look out for that. Activating Agent Smith, because it's almost like the Epstein files have activated Agent Smith, and they're all, you know, they know what this, it's all like suddenly at once. You know, that you remember the start of the Thundercats, the lights goes in their eyes and they're all like, you know, Agent Smith activated. Just like my article, Activated Agent Smith. I attack Slop and then people come out and attack me. It's funny, isn't it? It's funny, all the same people all the time. All the time, people who want to attack me, for example, because I've got someone who I have on this show sometimes who cross-dresses, right? They want to attack me for that while defending an international paedophile ring. Do you understand what I'm saying here? While running defense. You know, I come on this show and I say, clear them out. They're literally rallying behind the cabal, if you want to put it that way. It's disgusting. It really is. Anyway. Pick up a course at the academic agency. And speaking of courses, I am a senior fellow at something called the Heterodox, for the study center for the study of heterodox social sciences at the University of Buckingham. Been involved with them for a good while now, more than a year, 2 years even. And the person who runs that, my buddy Eric Kaufman, he wants to let people know basically that this course is going on. So you could have done my courses and things like that, but this is a course at an actual university where you can study the tactics and the ways of being and the psychological and social phenomena of woke. So I'm going to let Eric tell you a few words here.
The ideology of our universities and many other institutions can accurately be described as woke. Woke is not an epithet, but used properly describes the dominant cultural left belief system of Western institutions. Have you ever wondered how woke came about, who believes in it, and why? Or how the culture war between woke and anti-woke forces is redefining society and politics? Well, there's good news. I've developed a 15-week online course on woke at the University of Buckingham, which is open to the global public, the first of its kind in the world. The course is not assessed, but is focused instead on deepening your understanding of woke. I offer a rigorous objective analysis of this phenomenon, similar to the way I would for fascism, communism, or any other ideology. I've studied the cultural left since the mid-1990s, and I'm ideally placed to help you understand woke. Sign up today using the attached link.
So there it is. If you're interested in that, there's a link in the show notes. Eric runs a good course there. There's occasional events and things and certain supervisions and things that I get involved with as well. That's interesting. If you want to do one of my courses, you know where to find those. But most importantly of all, ladies and gentlemen, get out.
What goes on in this town is none of your business.
As long as I'm living here, it is.
Then maybe you shouldn't be living here!
Well, that's easily fixed.